All right, guys. It's Mike Urtaza, and I got Chase Aguirre here on the Amateur Fanboy Podcast.
Welcome back.
As usual, takes us a little bit, but I feel like we do a podcast more, or our podcast a little more during the off season, maybe because there's more like things to talk about, like
we need
scenarios and
we
things
need
like
news
that
to be created for us to talk about it. We can't create our own news.
I guess. Sure.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. So for now, I guess we'll just jump in. We just had the Super Bowl on Sunday. We'll just go in and see our reactions. I'm not surprised. What did I text you Sunday morning?
What? I don't remember. I got a lot of texts on Sunday morning.
I said, I have a feeling the Bucks are going to win because the Chiefs' offensive line is a bunch of backups.
Yeah.
I said, I have a feeling, even though I thought the Chiefs were going to win, that was my... I couldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes until he showed me otherwise, but I had just had this feeling that this was gonna happen. It's maybe I should have took that feeling and ran with it, but
it's like missing your top two offensive tackles actually kind of hurts.
Well, that plus two guards and the center, the whole offensive line, if
no,
I recall,
yeah,
is all backups.
Oh yeah.
So you know, of course, Patrick Mahomes is running around the entire time. It's kind of tough. They didn't really blitz as much as I thought they would. The Bucks, they just stayed in coverage, didn't doubled up on Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, of course, had a decent game. Tyreek Hill is basically, you know, they took
much.
Him away completely. I'm surprised they didn't try to run the ball more, and I do understand that the Bucks have a really good stout D-line stopping the run. But I feel like they could have got Clyde, even Bell. Bell didn't even play. I don't even remember seeing him play.
I don't know why they even traded for him if you weren't going to use him in the biggest game. But
well, yeah. And I definitely think Bell's probably already going out of the league. Maybe he plays another year or two. Same with Gurley. Gurley's 25, and he's already going to go to his third team this offseason. I doubt the Falcons re-sign him. But
He was on a one-year deal?
Yeah, he was on a one-year deal with the Falcons.
Yeah, I don't know who might
sign
him.
I just, you know... I don't know. Bell's kind of, you know, he's maybe more of a product of his offense when he was at the Steelers. A great offensive line allowed him to, because, you know, he's the type of back that kind of waits and waits and then hits the hole when he sees it. That's what he's good at. But, you know, he's just not the same player as he was. He should have took that deal with the Steelers originally.
Yeah, he should have.
He thought he was better than he was, and everyone else kind of thought that as well. But sticking with the Chiefs, my opinion is they should have ran the ball more with Clyde, or at least get him in space, get the ball out quickly. They really basically let Mahomes, the whole plan was just to let him, they only used five offensive line, didn't use any inline tight ends to help block or an extra lineman. They just ran out with four, basically three receiver or four receiver sets and just let Mahomes die. I thought the game planning was terrible. And who knows, it might have been even... Andy Reid said that it wasn't, he tried not to make it a distraction, his son. It of course it was. It was a distraction.
Of course.
I'm not going to blame it that we're going to win still.
No.
But I just don't think it was a really good game plan in general.
I mean, I told you, I know you remember the text I sent you. I said the Bucks were going to win. They're going to have to run the ball really well.
Yeah.
And they did. Mm-hmm. And they ran the ball really well. And I'm not saying that they couldn't have won if they didn't run the ball well. But Leonard Fournette getting going, Ronald Jones got going. They ran the ball really well, and that allowed Tom Brady to do what he does, you know, do Tom Brady things. So, I mean, they probably still would have won. It would have been a little closer had they not been able to run the ball as effective, but the Chiefs' run D isn't great. So, you know, we expected them to run the ball well. But I told you that if they ran the ball well, they would most likely win. But, I mean, I didn't see them shutting Mahomes. Even with the offensive line situation, I didn't see the Chiefs not even scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, we've never not seen the Chiefs' offense
that bad.
Yeah, I mean, and like it could be a course of a lot of different things. Offensive line, Brett Reed. I just think if you expect...
Damn it.
Look, you need to give Mahomes time to you know, to get the ball down the field. Their game is down the field game.
Yeah.
As well as getting in short yardage and sure stuff like that because of Andy Reid's offense, but it's just
I did tell my brother and my dad before the game, I was like, I expect them to double and try to shut down Tyreek Hill and Kelce and make Watkins and Hardman and possibly the running game beat them, or Mahomes in some cases make some great throws to other guys. And that's exactly what they did. They shut him. I mean, Tyreek had a catch that he probably should have made towards the end zone that went off his face mask, but other than that, I mean, he was pretty much shut down. Kelce didn't get much until they kind of opened it up and played prevent defense at the end there when it was basically out of hand. I mean, they basically shut the three biggest weapons for the Chiefs down. They shut their they shut the running back down. They shut Kelce down. They shut Hill down, and that's basically how they beat the Chiefs.
I didn't understand why they brought Watkin. Like they had a chance to cut him last season, but they ended up extending him. I never saw the reason for that. Maybe they just want to keep it together, just because they won a Super Bowl. But I think they should have let him go and moved on and probably improved off that receiving core. I mean, it's a.
I did take a prop bet on Sammy Watkins scoring the first Chiefs touchdown, not total touchdown, first Chiefs touchdown, because it's like 8-1. So I threw $20 on that. So I was kind of hoping that he might be able to get one. There was a throw that I don't know if it was 10 for Watkins or if he got it and ran with it and had a chance to break it. But there was a couple of times where I thought it might happen. But they basically, I mean, I think the Chiefs might need to draft a receiver in this draft. I think they need to draft some defense, but I think they need to look for another receiver to complement Tyreek Hill, because I don't know that Hardman's it. I don't know that
Robinson's it. Hardman's not
know,
it.
And I don't know. Who's the other guy? Pringle. I don't know that any of those guys
are. No, they're just third, fourth string receivers that, occasionally will have a big play.
Because Hardman Mahomes is great.
Hardman has the speed to go downfield. He's just not Tyreek Hill. He'll never be him.
He reminds me a lot of DeSean Jackson. Sorry to interrupt you. He reminds me a lot of DeSean Jackson in the way he's a big play.
He's a returner.
Yeah.
He's a poor man, DeSean Jackson.
Yes.
And it's like a really poor man's DeSean Jackson.
No, really poor. We're talking like I work at Costco. We're talking about rookies level DeSean Jackson.
Especially maybe because of the role he's in, he's not able to, they don't use him enough like Tyreek Hill because they have Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that option, but he's just not a good receiver. He's a third, fourth string receiver, but they definitely need to, clear out, get Watkins off the team. He's wasting cap space in a roster spot.
There's something that I kind of thought the other day, and I don't know what the Chiefs draft pick situation is, if they have first round picks or second round picks or how many picks.
I think they have a first, second,
but
third.
I would not be utterly shocked if they tried to get up in the top 10 and take either Chase or Devontae.
That's expensive.
I know,
though.
but that, here's my thinking behind it. I think their defense is pretty good when it's healthy. I don't think their defense is great and doesn't necessarily have to be, and they can probably find some guys like they did last year with who'd they sign? Frank Clark, right?
I think they traded for him last season.
They signed a couple guys.
Tyron Matthew.
Yeah, they signed a couple guys. They'll find those guys, I think, in this offseason. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to, another weapon.
I think in this specific offseason where the cap is going to go down $15 million, players are not going to be able to get long-term deals, or maybe they'll bet next year, and they're just going to come to a really good team, the Chiefs, the Bucks,
the Rams,
I don't know about Seattle. We'll see how it plays out.
The Niners.
I'm hoping the Niners can get some cheap ones.
I hope the Cowboys, obviously,
but
we'll see.
But more than likely, it's going to be an elite team that is more than likely going to be in the Super Bowl, like the Chiefs.
The Packers are the other one, but yeah.
I don't know about the Packers. The Packers a little bit scare me because they don't have any cap. They're like negative right now. I think they're like negative $40 million, and they got a lot of free agents.
They're gonna lose Aaron. I know we don't want to get off topic. We were talking about the Super Bowl, but they're gonna lose Aaron Jones. They're gonna lose Kevin King. They're gonna
Lindsey.
Lose some guys.
Oh, I hope they're fine. They should move on for Kevin King.
No, Kyle immediately texted me after the NFC Championship game was saying, we got that Aaron Jones walking too much money. We got to give AJ Dillon more time and let Jamal Williams get some more chances too.
I just don't look. I like the idea of AJ Dillon, but he's very repetitive with Williams. Which is he? Williams a free agent as well?
I'm not sure.
I think he's a free agent.
Might be. So then AJ Dillon.
I don't remember them giving him an extension. So
I don't think so either. I think you're right.
I would, for sure. Aaron Jones is gone. Their center, which is one of the better centers in the league,
Lindsey.
Yeah, he's a free agent. And he's gonna get massive money.
Yeah.
I think, and we're getting off topic, but I think definitely the Packers are not. And like we said this last year.
Yeah.
And we're gonna say it again.
We're
wrong.
I'm not gonna be wrong this year. I'm gonna say the Packers are gonna win that division, and if they don't, so be it.
I don't think so.
So be it.
I think this division's gonna get a lot harder.
I think,
and not because of Of course, not the Lions. I think the Bears are going to go get a quarterback.
If the Bears get a above average quarterback, I'm not talking Carson Wentz because I don't think Carson Wentz is it. But even if they did,
even Carson Wentz would be better
than Mitchell Trubisky. Yes, just like I think Stafford, he's really good when he's healthy and he's above average, and he didn't have the team around him in Detroit. But just like that to Goff, I mean, I think you just need a guy that'll take chances down the field.
I definitely think the Vikings have an opportunity if they can get their defense figured out. Their D-line was trash. There was no pressure.
Now, how much longer do you think Kirk Cousins is going to be a Viking?
I mean, he had 35 touchdowns last season.
He did really well, but at the end, the
first 4 weeks were terrible for him. I think at least for now, till the end of this coming season, see how it plays out.
Right.
I think my thing is, if this offseason continues, like if a bunch of quarterbacks get moved and teams start paying up for quarterbacks to trade, it might be an option for them next season. I just don't see why they would move him.
No, I agree. But
at least for this season.
But back to the – I mean
– Oh, about the about Chiefs?
Yeah, let's go back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, talk about the Bucks. We haven't even talked about the Bucks.
We haven't even talked about the team that won the Super Bowl. By the way, congrats, Tom Brady. You won another Super Bowl. I already said he was the GOAT before this year, but now he's
– Oh, yeah.
Now he's pretty much – I honestly thought he should have retired after
when
this
When he got to five Super but, Bowls, I acknowledged he was better than Joe Montana.
No, I did too. But I think we talked about this. Why doesn't he just retire? I mean, like, I know that he expects a lot, and I know that he expects that he can continue playing this way. But I think a lot of things had to break the right way for the Bucks to win this year. And I don't, like, I'm not going to put the Cowboys into it, but Dak going out, all these quarterbacks that's got, all the big injuries that happened, the fact that the COVID, you know, kept a lot of
guys out. There's a lot of negativity.
There's a lot of different things. So,
but I will say Tom Brady picked the perfect team because they had a ton of talent on offense.
No doubt
he picked the right team. That defense can carry him if they need to.
Of the teams they were talking about, like the Raiders and some of the other teams, the Colts, I think
he called the Niners and they told him no. To be fair, though, when we talked about Tom Brady last year, we thought he was done.
Yeah. He coming off losing to the Ravens, right? Titans in the playoffs last year in the first round. That's right. That was Tannehill's first playoff win. Yeah. So, as with the Patriots with their great defense, and they just sputtered. But, you know, I don't know. If I were him, I would probably go out on top. I probably would have retired after my last one, but after this one, I for sure would just get.
I understand that he wanted to show that he can win without Bill Belichick.
And now he does, and I think he should retire. But I get that he's not going to.
I would have retired on top. I mean, I think like his goal is to play till 45. Or from my understanding, there's rumors that he might go longer. If I'm the Bucks, I play this out until he retires. Like
no, I'm not saying the Bucks should do anything.
Sure.
The Bucks should just keep it as it is. Like the greatest of all times on your team, you don't ever get rid of them. You ride that till the wheels fall off. But I'm just saying, if I'm the Bucks, I probably am looking to draft a quarterback. If not this draft, maybe the next one,
or at least some sort of developmental. Because you have Blaine Gabbert as your backup.
You gotta have a. I hate to bring up. Old wounds, Mike, but you gotta get a Jimmy Garoppolo in there, just like they had. The Patriots obviously may look good for getting rid of him, but a guy that you can possibly at least start, maybe will at least be above average and keep you competitive if you keep the great defense they have after Tom Brady retires.
I think I agree. If you can get some sort of developmental quarterback, I don't know. It just depends on what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Because the way I'm thinking, Bruce Arians is probably going to retire when Tom Brady retires.
No, I think they'll retire together, yeah.
Or at least another season. So really, Bruce Arians probably has no want to develop a quarterback. So more than likely, it's not going to happen.
But Tom Brady could technically do that.
Yeah, but Tom Brady also probably won't.
Yeah, so...
I mean, he's had a lot of quarterbacks that he did not do anything for.
If we really want to compare this to a situation, and I think the Lakers will be better off even after LeBron leaves, but if you want to compare a situation, they bought into a guy that will win them a ring now and worry about the rest later.
See, this is the new NFL. If you have an elite quarterback, you have to try to go all in every year.
And this is going to lead into a conversation we're going to have here in a minute about the Cowboys. But
and I'll say it because I think the Saints were the first team to actually start this.
Mm-hmm.
Is you're going to put yourself in cap hell at some point in the future. Basically, they're using the cap as a credit card.
Yes.
So they're basically pushing money into the future. They're trying to build a team now, trying to put as much, yes, you know, talent on the team. Your cap's going to be trash. They're in like, I don't know, $80 million of cap hit, but Drew Brees just redid his contract, and basically it's like they put it to vet minimum, so all that money is just like whatever he had left over as dead cap is going to disappear. Yeah. So I think if I'm the Bucks, you got to go all in. I mean, fix what you need to be fixed, improve. I don't know. You could still improve the running back position. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to re-sign Leonard Fournette. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, he was good in the playoffs. Okay,
I talked about with the Chiefs with maybe trading up for a receiver. Maybe the Bucks should try to trade up a couple picks and maybe go get ETN or get someone, one of those top three
go running backs. Get Harris.
Or go get, like the Chiefs did with Helaire.
They did draft a running back last year and they didn't really use him. And especially since Tom Brady likes to throw to running backs, I'm very surprised they didn't really use Vaughn that much.
Yeah.
They did sign McCoy.
They did draft Vaughn, that's right. Thank you for reminding me there.
They did. Maybe he's a bust. I don't know. Maybe as an NFL fan, we think too quickly on these players. Look at Rojo. Rojo was, to me, he was a bust, and he's actually now a decent running back. But I think that's a position they can continue to look to improve. Maybe they can go get a running back, a vet, to sign who can catch. I don't know.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman might be an interesting pickup because he's a free agent, if I recall.
He knows Tom Brady. Yeah.
I mean, but is he really better than Scotty Miller already?
Is James White a free agent?
That's a good question. They might trade for him.
I'm just saying.
That would be a great pickup.
I would just be looking at all the old
New England
Patriots because that team's going to be so freaking bad for the next 4 years.
I definitely think that Tom Brady has a very big push on this organization on who they come and bring in, where he did not have that with the Patriots. So I don't know if any quarterback has had any push like this where he said he wanted AB. And Arians did not want him, and they ended up bringing him in at the halfway through the season. I don't know, something like that.
Like 10.
Oh, he was suspended 8 games.
Yeah, so it was like 10. No, it was like 12 games.
Or 12 games.
Yeah,
so,
but yeah, like 13,
they brought him in before, 13, like the week before his suspension 11, 12, ended.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
signed him. Mm-hmm. And then they brought in Gronk. They traded for Gronk. Like, Gronk was done. I mean, Gronk didn't look good during the season. He looked good during the playoffs.
They did have to technically trade through him, trade him from the Patriots.
Yeah, they had to give up a pick. They gave like a 4th-round pick for him.
That's right.
I definitely think they're going to go bring Edelman in. And, you know, I don't necessarily think he's an improvement. I don't know where he's at in his career. Maybe it's just because the Patriots are shit right now.
Yeah.
So, defense, continue to beat that D line up, build it. I don't know, Devontae, whether the one of the linebackers, not Devin White, the other one, Levante David.
Levante David, yeah.
He's a free agent, so, and it sounds like they're gonna re-sign him, but maybe build depth there. But I don't know. It's kind of tough. Where are you gonna build it? Because this team is actually fairly, like all around, very put together. There's might not just be any very much elite pieces. But
Levante David is a guy, and we'll talk about the Cowboys and Niners free agents and possible free agents here in a bit.
Yeah, we'll switch off here quickly.
Levante David is a guy I want the Cowboys to target.
If he ends up going to free agency, sure.
I would love to pair him with Jalen and Van Der Esch.
Would you get rid of Jalen, though?
You could technically get it, but you could also play three linebackers. Jalen could also sort of kind of play the Sean Lee
role. Does Jalen have, like,
put him down him?
I wouldn't. To be honest, maybe they should wait a year and see how he plays through this, because switching back to a 4-3 will definitely help him.
I think so.
Let's finish off the Super Bowl. I don't know if I have any more comments on it.
I think we're good.
Where do you see, before we move on, do you see any of these teams making it to the Super Bowl next year? I definitely think the Chiefs will.
I think the Chiefs are it. I will doubt Tom Brady because I think everything had to go right this year. I'm not saying he's not the greatest quarterback of all time, but a quarterback does not win you championship. It helps you. Okay, I said that wrong. It helps, but a quarterback is not the be-all, end-all.
Sure. Yeah, you have to have talent. Of course, if he was on the Patriots this season, I don't know if they even make the playoffs.
And football is the one sport where having a consistent great team every year is really tough.
I definitely think Tom Brady might be the exception.
And he might be.
And I definitely think the NFL is going that route where if you don't have an elite quarterback, you have no chance to win. But I will say there's exceptions. The Niners made it to the Super Bowl last year. They don't have an elite quarterback. The year before, the Rams made it to the Super Bowl. They don't have an elite quarterback. I think there is definitely exceptions to you don't need an elite quarterback if you have a certain scenario where you have an elite head coach who's offensive-minded that can create, make a decent quarterback better than he is.
Yes.
So it's definitely – the NFL has completely changed where it's kind of like if you have a quarterback, you have a chance to compete.
Yes.
If you don't have a quarterback, then you better go get one.
But I think the biggest thing with the Rams is their defense, and that defense is going to be insane.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they continue to build this. I am more worried about their offensive line yes. than anything else. But let's move on to Carson Wentz. Okay. So, you know, I'm actually surprised he hasn't been moved yet, and maybe it's because it was more a rumor than actual
Because they can announce deals, right?
They can announce deals, okay, and they won't so go then, through yeah, till March. Yeah. But I think
staff,
March,
because we announced the Stafford trade, and it's still not a month from now. Yeah,
I definitely think the Eagles don't have a deal in place.
I don't think so either. But
and I definitely think they are. And maybe it's more because they're asking for something stupid like 2 1s.
Yeah,
which they're not gonna get.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I don't think. I.
I don't even know why anyone's giving up a one for Carson Wentz.
I would give up two tops, but I would still only give up like a third round pick for Carson Wentz.
So here's a thing that I kind of thought about Hurts. When they drafted Hurts, I don't know if you know, I'm sure you've heard the rumors about Carson Wentz and his leadership and how poorly he is, and he wasn't very liked in the locker room. And Hurts is the complete opposite. He is a leader of men. They brought him in, and I just had this like, yeah, there's no way they can bring Carson Wentz back this season. At this point, they have to move on.
I agree.
If you can get a one for just a one, I think is fine. Like, I would even take a two. You are going to be killing like $33 million this season in dead cap trading him, but so what? Like, you're not competing for a Super Bowl this season. Your team's not as talented as it was when you were in the Super Bowl or even last season. This offensive line should be better. It's going to be interesting to see how they kind of group back. It wouldn't surprise me if they actually won the division this year, and you're going to probably hate that I said this, but if they move on from Carson Wentz and they go use that one and kind of build talent again, I don't know. I could see them either being in the playoffs or being shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's either like a huge change. They could be the worst team in the league or not the best, just make the playoffs. I don't know if they'll compete because they probably shouldn't. What do you think?
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, I think everything hinges.
But you always think the Eagles are going to be shit, though.
I don't think the Eagles are going to be shit. I just don't think that they're. I think that Super Bowl that they had
was a fluke.
It was very. Everything went right, just like the Bucks. I'm not gonna compare it to the Bucks because Tom Brady's Tom Brady.
Well, it went wrong, and then it kind of went right.
But like everything went right for them that playoffs. Everything, from the doink with freaking Bears, all of it. Like,
do you think that ACL tear for Carson Wentz is what's basically? I mean, the 2 years after
we'll never know.
His ACL, he wasn't terrible.
We'll never know.
Above average. Last season, before the season, it was decent. I think he had like 30 touchdowns, or maybe I'm over exact. I think it was like 31 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Right.
And then last season, I will say it wouldn't surprise me if Carson Wentz went to the Bears and he completely flipped and he was a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, the offensive line for the Eagles was completely trash.
And I brought this up, I think it was to my dad, with the Goff going to the Lions. Maybe some of these guys just need to change the scenery. I mean, we've seen it with Tannehill. We've seen it with with a couple other guys. Like, I mean, maybe I'm not saying the Lions are going to win.
No,
the Super
but
Bowl next
look,
year,
if you think of it,
maybe
Goff
maybe
needs a good offensive line to be able to be successful. He needs weapons. He needs a good offensive line. Look, Goff is a decent quarterback. He's above average. He's not. I don't know if he's good. But he's above average. You yes. can win with him. I'm not saying you can win a Super Bowl, but you can win games. But when you give a quarterback big money
mm-hmm.
and they're taking up a big percentage of your cap, you expect them to take that next step. And you know, maybe you won't be able to get a high-priced receiver or maybe a high-priced offensive line or your defense is bad. And they could, you know, cover up those problems because they're, you know, that's what I expect when you pay a quarterback. If you don't have that, I'd rather move on, go draft a quarterback, or pick, go get a different one. You know, he's not worth his price. The same thing with Wentz. He was never worth, there was no point for them to extend them when they did. Mm-hmm. To me, I would rather be in the Cowboys situation than the Eagles situation.
No, I would agree.
Where, you know, you still have flexibility where if you want, you can move on from Dak. You could draft a quarterback.
And we're going to talk about that here in a minute.
You can just franchise them and wait a year out. You're not...
Yeah.
The only thing is the Cowboys do have some fucked up contracts that they shouldn't have given out.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple.
And, I mean, Zeke's the one that... If he doesn't show up this season, he's gone next.
I would be trying to trade him. I would be trying to trade him.
The thing is, if you can't move him because of his dead cap. Can move him if you're fine with... Basically, what you pay him to, like, I think he has dead cap of $13 million this season, mm-hmm. and that's his salary for this season. Like, if you trade him or move him, he's still like counting like if he's still on the roster. Like, it wouldn't, to me, it would make sense just to wait a year.
I just had a couple really bad thoughts in my head about teams that we could trade Zeke to, and I don't like either of them.
Which one?
Bucks and Green Bay.
I don't think Green Bay will.
Yeah, the Bucks make you. It makes you.
The Bucks might be a little tough because they have some contracts. I don't know.
Hey, they can. We can do a sign and trade. Give us a bunch today. We'll give you Zeke. Cool with me.
Sounds good. I don't know. What's a like? I'm trying to think of a team that if you moved him to.
I mean, if
the Bills.
The Bills, maybe the Bears. If they.
If I was the Bills, your team needed you drafted Devin Singletary 2 years ago, and this past year you drafted Zach Moss, and both are terrible.
Zach Moss also hurt himself in the playoffs, but yeah.
And maybe, I don't know what you would give up. I don't know what Zeke's worth. I think he wouldn't be worth much.
He's worth more than Carson Wentz, but not much.
He's a running back, though. It's different.
But that's crazy.
He's a running back, right? With a big contract. I would say a third or a fourth round pick would be Zeke's cost.
Yeah, I would say a third.
If I was the Bills, I would call.
But I don't
think the Cowboys will do it.
I said worth more than Carson Wentz. I meant about the same because I don't think Carson Wentz is more than a third anyway either. So
I would trade a second. I think most for Carson Wentz, and that's
someone will give up a first. Someone will.
I hope not.
I hope not because I don't want the Eagles to have a first round pick. But some.
Well, I don't care about that.
The Bears will be the one to do it.
The Bears. So we'll see about the Colts. There is a connection with the Colts.
Maybe
because of Frank Wright.
Maybe the Broncos. Maybe, but I think they like.
I think Drew the Broncos. Locke, so I would rather.
I think they like, I mean, Drew Locke enough. I think
no, they almost trade. They almost trade for. They're willing to give up their first round pick for Stafford.
Yeah.
Drew Locke.
Well, we've seen them, just, you know, go for the big quarterback before with Peyton Manning. So I mean, we'll see.
It's gonna. I don't know. They have a lot of weapons, though.
I will say there's not many off seasons in recent memory. Maybe last year a little bit, but there's not too many off seasons where I've been really interested to see what happens. But I am really interested to see what happens this off season.
This off season, I think, is gonna be wild. Maybe we're overestimating here because I think we're thinking a lot of players are gonna take 1 year deals
and a lot of these trades that might happen
a massive amount of players getting cut.
But there's a guy we're gonna talk about here in a minute that I'm really looking forward to talking about.
I think if the Colts are willing to give up their first round pick, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't try to get more. Maybe you can get a player out of them on top of it, but I mean, what the heck are the Colts going to do? They're going to go draft Trask. I don't think Mac Jones will be there when they draft.
No, the Colts.
I mean, what can they do? I mean, there's not really.
Are we talking about the Colts with Carson Wentz?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Trading for Carson Wentz might be the best option.
I think that is because I think they're going to go a similar route like they did with Phillip Rivers last year. Get an old vet. He's not old,
but you also have to pay up for him.
But a guy that a buy low guy that, you know, could still be solid.
I don't give up much though. Like,
that defense is still really good.
If I'm giving up a first, I'm asking for a pick back from the Eagles, a third round pick, a second round pick. I'm not trading just a straight up first.
No, the Eagles got to give up something.
That's what I'm thinking, but that's not necessarily might be what's going to happen.
We don't know.
I definitely think the Eagles need to move faster than this. I think the longer they wait out, the less value they're going to have.
I mean,
if another quarterback gets, if Watson gets moved, I think they're going from a first round to probably like a second round pick.
Or this other guy that we're going to talk about here in a minute.
But then we could talk about...
Can we talk about this guy? I want to talk about this guy. Let's talk about
the Cowboys.
Okay.
And Dak. That's Dak Prescott.
That's not the guy I really want to talk about. Who you want to talk about? Russell Wilson.
Okay, we'll talk about him as a Cowboy scenario for quarterback. There we go. So Dak.
Thank you.
For me, I think we were texting earlier today about Dak. I just don't think... I think you have to play this out. You don't give him... I don't think you give him the contract. I don't even think Dak is going to take anything less than he wanted last season. Yeah, and I don't see how the Cowboys give him that right now. And that's not because he doesn't deserve it. I think it's more of the injury concern. On top of, you know... I think it's better off for everybody to play on the franchise tag or move Dak.
Yeah. And that's what I want to talk
about. And so you want to talk about Russell Wilson as a trade scenario.
Now, here is why I'm going to bring up what I'm bringing up with Russell Wilson. You just brought up the franchise tag, right? They just tried to do this last year. I know Dak got hurt, so it kind of ruined it. But you really don't want to go tag him again and make it look bad. Like you should have really signed him before he got hurt this year. This should have been the year he was playing under a contract. Should already have a contract. So my thing is, if you're the Cowboys and you weren't willing to give Dak the money last offseason, and now he's coming off an injury, why would you give, if you're not going to give him the money straight up, why franchise him? That's how I feel about it. If you're going to franchise him, just move him. So that's where I think if you franchise him, you try to move him. And if Russell Wilson's really upset with the Seahawks, you try and see if the
Seahawks
would like a younger
regardless, you
quarterback.
Should try. Yeah.
And give it a shot. I mean, they should at least be calling. And
my only thing is, I think Russell's a year from actually this. I think if there's tension, if it continues, and they don't necessarily listen, and
you think next offseason?
I think next offseason is when he gets moved. And
I could see that too.
I think the Cowboys are just better off. I mean, everybody. I think there's no point to. I mean, who are you gonna pay? Who are you gonna get right now? If Russell Wilson's not available.
But that's basically what I've been saying this entire time when everyone's like, oh, because they draft a quarterback. There's only three quarterbacks I want as a quarterback for the Cowboys next year. Well, now it's three. It was two before that. Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, and Russell Wilson. None of those guys are the quarterback, then you're fucking up.
Because Watson, this team is ready to win now. Does make an interesting...
This team is ready. I know the defense maybe can be fixed a little bit, but I think... I've compared the Cowboys situation to the Niners. How the Niners needed a few pieces. They got Nick Bosa, they filled up some of that defense, and they had the quarterback, and the offense was pretty good, and the head coach and everything was set, and then they took off. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the Cowboys are looking at this year. You don't want to mess that up. So going anything other than a quarterback that's ready to win now, Dak, Deshaun, and Russ Wilson, that's it for me.
I definitely think I would have moved on for Mike McCarthy this offseason.
If Dak could stay healthy all year and the Cowboys wouldn't have made the playoffs, I would not disagree.
But I
think they were starting to, right before the injury, they were starting to peak. They were about to win that game and they ended up winning
They
were about to start rolling, I think. And the defense picked it up at the end of the year too after Dak got hurt.
I understand giving him another chance because of the injury. And you did move on from Mike Nolan. You did hire Dan Quinn as your defensive coordinator.
And I think the defense was the biggest problem. The offense wasn't the problem. And
yeah, Mike is up more until offensive than the offensive line. Yes. What do you do with Tyron Smith? Do you play it out another season if he gets hurt?
If he wants to play, you let him play. If not, you talk to him.
You definitely need to get an insurance plan.
But that's what I'm saying. But there's plenty of guys, and maybe it's not a heavy deep tackle draft, but there's. I expect after the first couple rounds, a lot of those picks to be on depth pieces. The first two picks, I think, will be safety, cornerback, defensive line, two of the best they can get, and then from there they will fill up
for
as
me,
they need.
I think you do not count on Tyron Smith playing.
No, I'm not saying
he's at least gonna not play four games a season, at least.
I think of the guys that got hurt this year, I think he's the only one I'm concerned about.
I'm concerned because he's injury prone.
I said I'm concerned. I thought I said I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Or even Vander Esch, he has injury
concerns.
Maybe Vander
Esch a little bit too, and that's why I brought up Lavonte David.
That's college as well.
That's why I brought up Lavonte David. And Michael Parsons is a guy in the first round that they could look at too. But I still would prefer Surtain.
So what do you care if you can move for Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson? What do you give up for both? What are you willing to give up? I would give up
this first round pick, a future first round pick, and maybe a third next year or for either one of them. That's where I would at least start and see if I'm the Cowboys. That's what I'm calling. I'm bringing that up, and then maybe you throw and maybe not to give up one other first round pick. You throw in Dak too, so you have Dak, a future first, possibly maybe this year's first, and Dak, and another third round pick or something like that for Wilson.
I think the Texans at some point will have to come and realize they have to move on from
Watson. And I think Watson, as we keep talking about, is probably the one between the Niners and the Cowboys who got both teams that have been brought up.
Are
the teams that can maybe do that because of the fact that they have a quarterback that can go and give in exchange. So now, they get some quarterback.
Not the Niners. Jimmy Garoppolo has a trade clause, no trade clause. Well, he has maybe to agree. Not the Niners, then. He has to agree. But we don't have to move him to the Texans.
I liken the trade to look a little bit, maybe not as crazy because the Rams were really desperate. I think they overpaid a little bit.
Well, but they're also giving up Goff as well.
But that's what I'm saying. I liken it to look a lot like, if you include the quarterback, Dak or whoever it be, I think it look a lot like the Matt Stafford trade.
Think the maybe Texans
maybe a little
less. I'm willing to give up three ones and maybe like a mid-round pick
for Watson. I'll give up three ones if the quarterback's not involved. If the quarterback's involved, I'm giving up two.
Maybe you try to do a three-way deal, try to move Dak to another team, try to get an extra piece to throw in.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Texans would take Dak at this point. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. They should take Dak, but I think for a team standpoint, if you're going to rebuild the team, you need to start from having not a big salary at the quarterback position. They're not going to make the playoffs anytime soon.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They need a complete rebuild. J.J. Watt's going to get moved. Will Fuller's a free agent. I don't expect him back. It wouldn't surprise me if it's going to be hard for them to sign free agents, like big free agents. Little free agents, whatever. They're going to want to make any team. Or get some sort of money compensation. I think they're gonna struggle getting big names to come to their team. They just have a horrible, horrible culture, and that goes back from the owner needs to fire this fucking pastor.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Someone from the Texans resign?
Yeah, their president stepped down. And
it wasn't that guy.
No, it wasn't.
I was going to ask.
They're cleaning house right now. Okay. They're going to structure it the Patriot way, which doesn't work in the NFL unless you have Tom Brady. If you don't have Tom Brady, this doesn't work. It's old school.
Yeah.
Players don't like it. But going with the Cowboys, I mean, would you franchise Dak Prescott, go get Trey Lance, let him sit for a season, and let Dak walk next season?
I don't think there's any scenario for me, maybe other Cowboys fans, maybe
you don't think it's worth it.
I don't think it's worth it to, if you're gonna franchise Dak, that means you let him ball out this year and then you give him money. If he balls out and he comes back and he's healthy, balls out, you give him money. That's the only reason you franchise him. If you franchise him and you draft a quarterback at 10, you might as well be telling Dak F you.
My only
and
thing,
I don't like that scenario.
My only thing.
If you want,
yeah, he'd probably ask for a trade.
He would pull a Deshaun
or
Watson.
he would hold out
or Russell
because he doesn't have to sign his franchise tag.
Now, the difference I would say is if you wanted to take a quarterback fifth, maybe sixth, like kind of how you took Dak, if you wanted to take a chance on a guy,
you could do second, third
and
round.
And if Dak gets hurt, and then you let him throw him into the fire and see what happens, see if you can maybe
you could
pull
do the
some of that same
you could
magic.
Do the Eagles and draft Hurts in the
and
second.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to do something like that, but if you take a quarterback in the first round, I think you're really playing with fire.
I agree with you on that, just because I think Dak could hold out and make things hard and make them have to play Trey Lance early.
Yeah.
Which I would want to at least sit for at least six games or longer. I think I think Trey Lance, if you put him in a great situation and let him sit for a season, kind of the Patrick Mahomes, that he can be Patrick, or at least very similar to Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, where he can be a great or a good passer and also be athletic. And I mean, the Cowboys... Do we know Dak's going to be able to run around a little bit. Not saying run. I'm just saying, like,
they're saying he's already
escaped pressure in the pocket.
And we'll never know until a game situation. But all the good news that you could hear, he's out of his boot. He's been hanging out with Zeke. They've been working out and stuff like that. So every good thing you want to hear, you've heard. And that's all you can do. And all you can do is take, you know, the good reports. And that's
the
all
only, I've
heard is good right now.
The only other thing I will say, I would like to know the exact number what Dak is wanting. If it's 40 mil, I just don't see how you ever sign him. Like, I don't think he's worth 40 mil a season.
Isn't Lamar Jackson trying to get an extension here pretty soon, too?
Yes.
So
I wouldn't even sign Lamar Jackson long term. I think he's peaked. I think this is the best that he's gonna be.
But the Ravens will end up signing him. I'm
of course sure. They have no choice, but I think the thing with Dak is in two seasons you're probably looking to replace him.
Yeah.
Because he's not worth 40 mil a season.
Right.
Like, to me, that's the problem with the NFL. They are giving contracts to players who don't deserve it. And Dak does deserve a contract, but not 40 mil a year.
Yeah. That's why I thought when he wanted 36, 37, they should have just done it and gotten it over with. That was last offseason. And you know, and I will say I'm a little encouraged if they do choose to keep Dak, which I think is still what's going to end up happening, is that towards the end, right before the deadline, Dak kind of took over negotiations before they couldn't reach a deal. So if Dak starts his own negotiations, I think they're more in like, I blame his agent more than
the only thing is, as of January 3rd, they could technically already re-sign him and they have it. And so
I understand.
It's just like, you're probably going to franchise him. I don't see how anybody gives him a contract right now. Like, from the Cowboys. If he was in free agency, he would sign a 3-year deal, probably $120 million. Some team would give it to him. I would be fine with it on a short-term deal for Dak. I just don't know how it plays out. I will say, I think Dak is poised to, if he does come back from this injury and he's almost to himself, that he could be MVP this season. It wouldn't surprise me, I'm saying. I'm not saying he will be.
But he will be comeback player of the year.
He will be comeback player of the year as long as he plays and doesn't get hurt again.
Yeah.
I definitely think he could be in the running for MVP.
Yeah.
With this,
yeah, I thought that last year too.
Well,
I did.
If
you didn't, I did.
Well, I definitely thought. I will say, I think I wouldn't be surprised if they moved on from Michael Gallup if they moved him for a second round pick.
See, that's the. And we can maybe, I mean, we don't have to do it on this pod, but maybe on a separate pod when we start talking more draft. That's a guy I think that they could move on draft day. Michael Gallup, possibly Jalen.
I would move him earlier than that. I would move him as soon as possible. Right now, I'd be talking to teams. And I would look to see if I can get a second from him. The thing is, his role is completely diminished with CD here.
Yeah.
There's, to me, I think you trade him before he gets a big contract. You don't let him walk. You get the maximum value, and you go
and take a guy in the later rounds that you can put behind CD.
Well, if it's a second round pick, you can go continue to build your defense, or if you want, and then at some point in the draft, you could draft a receiver to compete for a spot, or go get like Tyrell Williams who's gonna get cut from the Raiders. Even though he didn't play last year, if he's all healthy now, you put him on that team and he could be that deep threat that you guys not necessarily. Jerry Jeudy can do it, Cooper can do it, but that's not their game.
Cowboys in the history love Williams on their teams. So nope, Roy Williams, Terrence Williams. So
none of them were that decent, though.
Terrence Williams was a good playoff guy, but Roy Williams,
that was two firsts and a third.
Yeah, I don't want to remember that.
And then the Lions still fucked it up and drafted a Pettigrew with it.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We have to break down. I definitely want to see what the Cowboys cap-wise. I think they have only like $19 million in cap space right now.
I've been,
and that's not including franchise tagging Dak, which is going to be 37.
There's already talk about the whole salary cap thing, and it's not really a big deal at all.
Oh, so. I'm not saying it's a big deal anything. I'm just saying I'm curious to see how they play it out. Who, if they cut anybody, who they extend, like Jimmy Smith? No, your linebacker.
Jalen Smith. Yes.
Maybe I try to cut him or move him.
I he's a guy I would try to move right now. I mean,
if you can get a third round pick, I'll take it. don't know if anyone's giving up a third round pick with his contract and his play. If, I don't know, what's his name? Who was your defensive coordinator, or he was your like passing game coordinator 2 seasons ago?
Chris Richard.
Yes, he just signed with the Jags. He's a part of their, he's like their, I don't know, secondary coach or some shit like that. I mean, Jaguars trade a fourth round pick if he believes in him, or a third round pick.
Could be.
Which we haven't even talked about Urban Meyer, but let's move to the Niners and Jimmy Garoppolo. So for me, I would like to improve the quarterback position in any way, draft Deshaun Watson. I'm okay with sticking with Jimmy, but I'm not really like excited about it. I think for his, like I said about Dak, when you give a guy a big money and he's not either performing, or if he's not able to stay on the field, he's not worth it. Worth the, you know, the his contract or his salary. I think he's getting paid like 27 this year. I personally, if I can get Deshaun Watson, I'm willing to give up anything except for Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, and George Kittle, on top of 3 first-round picks. Like anybody on the team, Drake Greenlaw with 3 ones, I'm okay with. I think you got to go get a quarterback. If you can get Watson, go get him. If you can, I'm okay with any of the top 4 quarterbacks in the draft. Lawrence, which we're not getting. Wilson, Zach Wilson, I don't know if we're going to be able to get him. More and more sounds like he's going to go to the second pick in the draft, or some point within the top 8.
You don't like Justin Fields?
Justin Fields, I don't. I think he's going to be the 4th quarterback taken.
I still think. And I think I was right about
this. I like Justin Fields. I'm fine with him going to the Niners.
I was right about this in the last draft. Or was the draft before? What? And the guy that I was really high on.
Who?
We'd have to go back and look at. It was 2 drafts ago. It was the. I don't want to say it was the Daniel Jones draft.
No. It, wait.
I think it was one before that. But I'm really high on Justin. I think Justin Fields could end up being the 2nd best quarterback after Trevor Lawrence in this draft.
I think he needs to go to the right scenario.
I think he has that it factor.
If he goes to the Niners, yes. If he goes to the fucking Lions, no. I think he's more on the scenario on like Trey Lance, where I think he has to go to a good organization, a good spot, like Mahomes. Like he ended up in the perfect spot for his talent.
Did. You're right.
And he had a lot of talent. I think. I think Trevor Lawrence is the only quarterback in this draft who can go to any team and be successful. I think Zach Wilson, again, he needs to go to a good scenario. If he ends up with the Jets, that's actually a good scenario because he fits that offense very well.
I still think Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence are – I'm not saying they're on the same category, but those are the 2 guys that I believe can win in most scenarios.
Justin Fields definitely has that next – that future quarterback or like this current – quarterback where he can throw down the field and also use his legs when he needs to. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was as impressive as he should have been this season. And I definitely am fine with it. Like I said, he's one of the top 4 quarterbacks, him and Lance. I would love to have on the Niners if he was there at 12. I don't know if I'm giving up 2 firsts to move up for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need to move up to 8, to 5 for him.
It was the Daniel Jones draft.
Who were you?
Or maybe it was high you. On. Maybe it was you. I thought I was high on Drew Lock coming out of that draft.
No, I don't think so.
So it was you then. Okay.
No, I wasn't high on Drew Lock either.
Okay.
No, I was high on Drew Lock. I had him as my 2nd rated quarterback that year.
So maybe it was you. Maybe it was a different draft.
Was it Kyler Murray, Drew Lock? It was Daniel Jones and Haskins.
I was high on Daniel Jones, wasn't I?
You were.
I was.
I had him as a 3rd round pick, and you had him. You thought he was a first.
I still don't know how I feel about that. I did the same thing with the Eagle with Carson Wentz, and then he became an Eagle. Maybe I need to stop doing that because the teams that I don't like take the guys that I'm high.
So the Redskins are gonna take Justin. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They're gonna trade up and move get him. Or the Eagles.
Because if we're talking,
the Eagles could.
Well, they have Hurts, I think, but they could. But.
I mean, Fields is a better version of Hurts.
If we want, he is. I think he's got some Baker in him a little bit too.
Oh, I think he's better than that.
No. I'm just saying the way he play. I told you the swagger. I like the swagger. That's what I like about guys. That's what I like about certain players. I like swagger. Like the guy that Dodgers just signed, Trevor Bauer. He's got swagger. That's why I love. I love guys that are cocky and they know it. The McGregors of the world. I just love guys like that. But If we want to go back to the Cowboy situation where you brought up, is there a chance where you would pick a guy? Justin Fields would be it for me. If we were going to spend a 10th overall pick on someone,
so you'd be fine Justin with Fields would be the it Cowboys me. Drafting Justin Fields.
That's about it. Other than Trevor Lawrence, that would be about it for me. Because I think Justin Fields has some Dak in him. He's that guy that can make plays. I watched the Ohio State game against Alabama. He, even though they lost, he balled the fuck out.
I don't think he's going to be the second quarterback taken.
I don't think he's going to be the second quarterback taken. I just think he's going to be the second best. Like, we're looking at with the Cowboys in the Dak draft. Mm-hmm. I said Carson Wentz. I said...
if Fields goes to the Niners, he will be the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, you'll say that because you're a Niners
fan. No, because of Kyle Shanahan. He fits perfectly. The only thing is, I'm a little concerned with Kyle Shanahan's way of grading. I don't know. What's the right word? Grading quarterbacks or
ranking quarterbacks?
Big board? Well, the way he thinks a quarterback should be.
Molding
his mold or his mold of what he wants in his quarterback.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned. I understand. So with him, he thinks that he could, if as long as you buy into, he's gonna find someone open. His scheme's gonna scheme a big play, a player open, and he does not like quarterbacks going outside of his offense. Right. And when you draft Fields, it's possible because he is mobile. He can make plays. He could extend plays. He can run. So you're kind of – that's my only concern, because if you look at RG3 when he was with Kyle Shanahan, when Mike Shanahan was the head coach of the Redskins or Washington football team, I think that he did not like the aspect in RG3's game that he would get outside of his offense. Mm-hmm. So that's my only concern. I wish he would adapt from that. I definitely think you need to have a mobile quarterback in this current NFL or in the future of the NFL. You can't just be stuck on a passing quarterback who's not mobile. Like, offensive lines are shit for a reason. You need to have a mobile quarterback who can extend your plays, right? Like Josh Allen did this season. This is, you know, Josh Allen had a lot of bad plays, but he had a lot of good plays because he can extend plays and get outside of the offense and make plays on his own. So I'm hopeful that Justin, like, I'm fine. Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, I'm fine with any of those quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, I have no hell chance for the Niners to get.
No.
So, yeah, we have, let's see, we still have like a month away until free agency starts. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I think this will be one of the most interesting free agency periods that we'll ever have.
See, they got all the one-year deals, possibly. Who's going to get the big money? Who's not going to get the big money? Who's going to maybe get the big money for 1 year? You know, there's going to be a lot. I think a lot of guys that are going to – I'm not saying that some teams won't get multi-year big deals, but I think a lot of guys are going to get $15, $16 million for 1 year just because of all the whole
– I could see him even going lower than that.
But I'm just saying you're big.
Yeah.
You're big,
if you're going to take a one-year deal, though, wouldn't you rather take it with the Chiefs on a short – even if it's a small deal?
Go and take a one-year deal with the team that could go and win a Super Bowl, and then go get paid.
If you're Kenny Golladay and the Lions don't franchise you and maybe people don't give you money because of this past year – look, his injury is a little concerning. I mean,
I would take
his back issue.
I would love to trade Michael Gallup to the Lions and then sign Kenny Golladay.
That's not gonna happen, though.
I know it will never happen.
But could you imagine if he signed a 1 year, $10 million deal with the Chiefs?
Yeah. See, but why? Yeah, I guess so. I did say they need.
He balls out for one season. And he goes and signs a $20 million a year deal after.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe T.Y. Hilton. He's a free agent. He looked good at the end of the season. If he wants to win a Super Bowl, go sign with the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are going to have a lot of guys.
They're going to have a lot of options on improving this team. This offensive line definitely needs to – I don't know if Fisher's going to come back right away. You know, he might be on the pub list. Torn Achilles is tough to come back from, especially for offensive line.
Yeah.
They use that Achilles a lot. So, what do you think about Derek Carr and the Raiders? Like, what do the Raiders do? Derek Carr played good last season.
No, Derek Carr had one of his best years in a while last year.
And then the rumor came out that if the Raiders can move Derek Carr for two ones, then they would go get Watson. I don't think that's a good idea. Because their problem last year wasn't their offense. It was their defense. They were in games because of their offense. They need to fix their defense. They continue to draft terribly on defense.
We're still talking about the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, the Raiders, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't even know if Henry, like, I loved Ruggs coming out, but I don't know why they drafted him over CeeDee Lamb. Like, that should have been the pick. Mm-hmm. They should have picked CeeDee Lamb.
And the Cowboys will forever thank them because...
Well, the Eagles should have fucking moved up for CeeDee Lamb in the general, and they fucking go get Rieger.
Yeah.
And Ayuk looks fucking amazing, too. This is a really good receiver draft this
last year. Honestly, even though we didn't end up making the playoffs this year, my favorite moment of this season was when CeeDee Lamb took that long touchdown against the Eagles in that game right before the last game of the year. Or that in the last game of the year that didn't end up mattering because the football team won. But when we beat the Eagles and CeeDee Lamb had that big touchdown, that was just amazing.
Just because just they to got watch the Eagles fans Rieger cry. Was crap this season. Just you it. Liked Rieger, didn't you?
I did not.
It was Carson who liked Rieger.
I liked Jefferson.
Yeah, I like Justin Jefferson too. I was fine with the Niners
draft. I thought CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson were the two.
Who do you think is better?
What's that?
CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson? Justin Jefferson had an elite year. Let me year.
See who the Cowboys quarterback is for the next couple years. If it's Dak Wilson. I mean,
Justin
as Jefferson. Long as a healthy Dak with CeeDee Lamb, probably probably better than Justin Jefferson.
I don't know, man.
Justin if he Jefferson. Has to have Andy Dalton as his quarterback or some equivalent to Andy Dalton, probably not.
Yeah, I guess quarterback position does kind of matter in this scenario.
And we'll see how much longer Justin Jefferson has Kirk Cousins has adequate quarterback play before.
They possibly. Might improve, though. Who knows?
I think they could go out
I from mean, Kirk Cousins. To be fair, I think moving Diggs was a great
No, it worked out
trade. For both. It worked out
both,
very well.
It worked out for both of them.
It never works out like this.
It never. No. And I thought if it worked out for one of them, it was going to work out for the Vikings. I wasn't sure about the Bills and Josh Allen and everything, but...
I still don't even know who's... I don't even know if Justin Jefferson's going to be the best receiver in this draft. I wouldn't surprise me if there's like 5-6 guys here that are going to be top 5, top We're 10 receivers.
CeeDee Lamb was in that draft, right?
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's going to be a part of this.
He will probably be the best receiver in
that draft. Well, he doesn't even need to. I mean,
it's going to be a lot.
This is a really good draft.
It's like if an NFL draft had Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and... Oh, wait.
I mean... I don't know if it's going to be that. Were they in the same
draft? Yeah,
but
DK Metcalf and all those other guys. So.
Brandon Ayuk, he looked like a top 10 receiver this season.
You're a Niner fan. I'm not saying Ayuk's garbage, but I don't think we can't put him in CD.
Oh, I can.
You can.
We have the same issue. Jimmy G was gone after the season. I will not
put Brandon Ayuk in the same talent category as CD.
Oh, I would.
Or Justin Jefferson. Oh, you will because
you're I won't for fan. Justin Jefferson because I think he's in another group. I think Jerry Jeudy is actually below all of them.
Oh, yeah, Jerry Jeudy.
Jeudy is a good receiver, but he'll never be a top 10 receiver. I was
actually really high on Jerry Jeudy.
High on Jerry Jeudy, but. He's just not that. I mean, he's a great route runner, and that's about it. I mean, he had catching problems last year. He had a lot of drops. He had catches, hit him in the hand, he drops him. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be I'm a little concerned on that point.
We'll revisit this after next season, but I still think CeeDee Lamb.
I think CeeDee Lamb's a better player right now. That's fine, but I think they're in the same group.
Talent, maybe potential wise, but talent, raw talent, they are not. They are not the same.
CeeDee Lamb's a better player right now. Watch
CeeDee Lamb play at Oklahoma. They are not the same.
Have you seen Brandon Ayuk play in the NFL?
I mean, like I said, some dudes when they come to the NFL take a step up, and he might.
He's a JUCO player. That's why
CeeDee Lamb cannot do anything from where he was at Oklahoma, and he's gonna be one of the best receivers in the league in a couple years.
That I agree.
Ayuk needed to do more, and may do more.
I mean, to be fair, I'm
not saying he's not going
to
do more.
He went to JUCO for 2 seasons, and then he was behind Nikhil Harry, and then he became the man this season. And if he had multiple seasons with over 1,000 yards and what he did this past season, then he would have been
behind Nikhil Harry. What do you mean?
Nikhil Harry was the number one receiver at Arizona State
2 seasons ago. We're talking college. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, we're talking about college. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, my bad.
His reach, he's just, to me, he looks like a smaller.
I'm not hating on Brandon Ayuk. Do not hear what I'm not saying. I just.
I'm not saying he's better than them, and he will be better than CD. I just think they're in the same group.
But maybe.
And I'm saying they're grouped together. Like,
if he does what he did this year again, then I will.
And he start did that with more. A bunch of nobody at quarterback most half the season.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, CD Lamb did a lot with Andy Dalton at quarterback. I thought he would too.
Well, I give him a lot of credit. Dalton's not terrible.
That catch against the Vikings was absolutely insane, and it's still embedded.
But also, Andy Dalton's not really the best fit for your offense.
No, I never wanted Andy Dalton to be on the team. Yeah. I never wanted
Andy Dalton to have to start. I'm actually surprised Andy Dalton didn't do better with
I missed Cooper Rush for a second.
With the Bengals when the last season he was there, because he's not they just throw the ball 5-10 yards. That's all Burrow does.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw the ball down the field. He throws the ball a lot, but he throws 5-10, 15 yards at the max.
But that's what they did say, that when Burrow came to the NFL, that guys like Tyler Boyd were going to be really successful because he loves his slot guys. And Tyler Boyd was really
Higgins looked good. Even Mims, I think, might have an opportunity this season.
There's a lot of Higgins now. You got Rashad Higgins. You got T. Higgins. You got a lot of Higgins.
Higgins is better, though.
No, of course he is. But I'm saying I the one from the Browns.
I'm going to show you Brandon Ayuk's highlights for the season.
I do not need you to show me that.
I'm not saying I don't want you to say he's CD Lamb's a.
You can show me any dude's highlight tape, but I watched CD Lamb put on monster games.
I'm not saying
the dude's a monster.
I'm just saying Brandon Ayuk has a chance to be a top five receiver.
I'm not saying he doesn't. He's not right now.
I don't think CD's a top five receiver.
I'm not saying he's a top five, but I'd say after this year he could be.
He could. I think both can. I think the future of the NFL is this draft, this NFL, or for the receiving core. I think we're going to see Julio start to diminish, which he did this season. He wasn't the best receiver on his team.
Calvin Ridley was
good. Ridley was, and that's another thing. I don't know what the Falcons are going to do this season. Yeah. They're going to probably have to play out Matt Ryan, just improve this defense and try to see if he can make the playoffs. I don't know. It's not really a great, defense is trash. Offensive line's trash. You have no running back. I mean, they could find a running back. Maybe Aaron Jones comes there. That'll be a fun offense if they got Aaron Jones.
What, the Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think we're good. I think we got it all here.
But all right, guys, we will talk to you later. Please check us out, Amateur Fanboy Podcast.
We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on Google Plus. No, I'm just kidding. But
Disney Plus. We have not been canceled.
Amazon Prime. We're on everything. No, but seriously, we have a Twitter. We are going to try to start putting it more to use.
We definitely need to do more, especially when things happen this offseason.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
We definitely maybe need to break down free agency, see who's free agents, and see where what fits may be best. But with that,
have a good day, guys.